hump day.
Hump day. This is HDN.
It's the Halifax Daily News for Wednesday, July the 9th.
And special shout out to all of our listeners who still are without power.
Listening to us on smartphones.
Yeah, yeah. And they're still out there by the thousands.
Really?
Particularly in the valley. Word is, it is going to be late on Friday before a lot of those people get their power back on. And now the questions are starting as to why this is taking so long. Nova Scotia Power says you don't understand, the extent of the damage was very similar to one in some places of the province.
But they had twice as many linemen back then, did they not?
Good point. Good point. And then, of course, the whole outage map crashing on the website. And they say to that that they were overwhelmed by the number of customers looking for that information. Well, sorry, when you've got 140,000 people without power, they're going to be looking for that information.
Yeah, they were overwhelmed. Isn't overwhelmed a word that just begs sympathy? Oh, we were overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guys. Yeah, no. You know what? It's 364 days out of the year, you're just puttering around going, no, everything's fine, and the reason we're paying what we're paying is so that on those days, when we do have hurricanes, etc., that you get it fixed.
Well, and I mean,
and you're not overwhelmed by the response that we give you when we decide to use, finally, the website. I wonder how many of those people that overwhelmed them have ever used that website before. Of course you're going to use it. They have a website that's perfectly fine for those light days. It's like a tampon commercial, isn't it?
It's like the mini pad of websites.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to pack a few super absorbents in there, Nova Scotia Power, just in case.
So, yeah, don't come looking for sympathy, because as my dad always says, you'll find it between shit and syphilis in the dictionary.
Ba-boom.
Interestingly enough, yesterday, actually, Nova Scotia Power representatives were calling a lot of these customers that won't have power until Friday to inform them personally that this was going to happen. How far down the food chain at Nova Scotia Power do you have to be given the job of calling these customers? I cannot think of a more thankless job on the planet.
Well, you think the customers would have been angry? Distraught?
Distraught, perhaps?
Yeah.
Yeah. Overwhelmed? Hey, quick update on what's going on at the Africville Park. Of course, Regional Council has decided to decommission the park, and there is going to be a community consultation meeting held on Wednesday, July the 23rd, from 7 until 9 at Maritime Hall at the Halifax Forum. Hey, we're going to have it there before they tear down the forum. Perfect. That's where the discussion will take place on the proposed site for the off-leash park, and just to give a little bit of feedback to those who are looking for it.
Do we have any ideas where they might be putting the new off-leash park?
Well, early word is an area that is just to the east of the pre-existing park, and that would put it more towards, well, really, Africville proper, the underneath the bridge. Isn't that where the original
Africville was that was that whole area. You know, you could go either way. It's still going to be Africville.
No, true enough.
And then on the other side of the tracks is still Africville as well. The way I look at it, if we're going to move the off-leash dog park, let's move it the hell away from Africville. Because, no, seriously, let's put it into an area that everybody's happy with. And then we won't have future problems. Isn't that what caused the problems in the first place, when city council just kind of swept the community of Africville aside and said, they'll worry about that in the future. Well, come on, guys, let's figure out a place where we can actually have a fenced in off-leash dog park without pissing anybody off.
Well, July 23rd, you can tell those folks exactly what you think. Oh, this must have been quite the sight in Toronto on Monday. A summer marketing campaign from Coors Light Canada forced the closure of a huge intersection in the middle of Toronto, basically Spadina and Dundas Street West. They don't come any bigger than that.
Yeah, that's kind of smack dab in the center of the city.
They had to divert streetcars, Police were called after a briefcase was found attached to a metal railing. Now, it turned out the briefcase was part of a month-long challenge to find prizes using an online map and getting your clues through Twitter. And a company news release said that, they had hidden some 880 similar briefcases across the country during the month of July as part of a promotion that they called Search and Rescue. Well, of course, in this day and age, things that are left abandoned in major intersections are not looked too kindly upon by police and public safety officials.
And you'll be able to see the person whose brainchild that idea was on the unemployment line very soon, I'm sure. What? Like, come on, really? You can't be leaving bags around in public places.
I know.
Briefcases. It's 2014. You just can't do that. And I don't think that it would have been one person's idea. That would have had to have gone through a committee.
Oh, God,
and
yes.
Didn't one person go, excuse me, maybe that's not a good idea because, you know, if somebody spots that bag, they might think it's going to go off, you know, in light of the Boston Marathon bombings and everything.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, what's the next contest? Well, we're going to pack a pressure cooker full of Coors Light and we'll put it at the finish line of all these major events.
Well, sort of sad political news from Nova Scotia today. We heard about the death of Maxine Cochrane. Maxine Cochrane was Nova Scotia's first female cabinet minister. This totally blew me away. I knew the name, but I didn't realize that she was the very first woman cabinet minister in the province.
Well, you'd probably have to go way back in your history books to find that name, right?
Nope. First elected for the PCs in Lunenburg Center in 1984, she became the Minister of Transportation in 1985. Wow.
That recent.
Sad.
Yeah.
I find that shocking that it was 1985 before this province had its first female cabinet minister. Ah, yes. Well, lakes all over the HRM jockey to be the first, but there can only be one winner. We have our first bacterial closing of a lake in the HRM.
Oh, let me guess.
Yes.
Albro Lake.
No.
No. Chocolate Lake.
No. This year it is surprising. Springfield Beach on Springfield Lake closed to swimming due to high bacteria levels.
Now, where's that?
Upper Sackville area.
Oh, Upper Sackville. Usually they don't get the bacteria in Upper Sackville.
No.
It flows down to the middle and lower areas. Wow. No, I mean, and we're going to have a lot more because we just haven't had rain. Can you believe it? The day after we had a hurricane a post-tropical, whatever the hell you called, Arthur.
Yeah.
People had sprinklers out on their lawns.
Yes.
Like everybody. It just, we had this wind sweep through. It was like a dust storm. It was very strange. Now, I know everybody listening in New Brunswick probably saying, oh yeah, we got some rain. We got your rain right here, mister. But down in the Halifax area, it was just dry as a popcorn fart.
Mm. And the Sackville Business Association having a big party on Saturday, celebrating their 10th anniversary in the new Pocket Park at 710 Sackville Drive.
That's Where's
sort that? Of a little green area that's past Boston Pizza.
Where Walmart used to be?
Yeah, it's sort of in that green space between Boston Pizza and King of Donair, that strip mall.
And of course, if you live in Sackville,
that's right.
All the landmarks are pizza places all along Sackville Drive.
That's right. But noon until 3 Saturday, a barbecue, bouncy castle, face painting, music, all kinds of giveaways from your local Sackville businesses.
Quick question. Why would they be having a barbecue if it's right in between Boston Pizza and King of Donair?
Well, because the barbecue, I think, is free.
Oh, okay.
Pizza's not.
Oh, yeah. I'll shut up now.
But great opportunity to promote your Sackville business or perhaps your Sackville area podcast.
Oh, we'll be there.
Yeah.
We'll be shaking babies and kissing hands.
Mayor Mike Savage going to officially open the park at 12:15. And it's just an opportunity to meet some of the great business leaders in the Lower Sackville area.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, something else that started this week, too. Highly recommend if you have a young girl in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you get all gussied up and go to the Fultz House Tuesday Tea? They started this past week. Every Tuesday from noon until 1:30, They have tea and sweets, and they serve them in the nice little teacups, and it's only $6 a person, and the little cucumber sandwiches, and it's they do it right there on the grounds of Full Toast.
Now, they used to have strawberry teas there, I remember, when I was man in the van. Is that the same type of thing?
Very similar. They do this every Tuesday for July and August.
Okay.
I mean, it's a ton of fun. I took Bronwyn when she was about six, I guess. Mm-hmm. And she got all dressed up in one of her party dresses with the fancy hat and the shoes and went for tea. And it was a blast.
Or I bet you seniors would like that too.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's the thing. It's sort of aimed towards the seniors.
Okay.
When we went, I mean, the place was crawling with the blue hair set. I mean, it was hilarious.
As we lovingly refer to them as.
Well, it was all these, you know, these lovely older ladies, and then there was this six-year-old who was just running the place, so. Well, it is coming soon. The CFB Halifax 2015 Firefighter Calendar, the annual fundraising initiative to, its main purpose is to
tantalize women across the city. Come on, face it.
No, it's to raise money for the Firefighter Combat Challenge team. And they're only $10 a piece. And they're going to be actually available online at cfbfirefightercalendar.com. Or they're going to be on sale at Venus Envy, and they're going to be ready just in time for Halifax Pride. I guess that is one of the major sales points.
Sorry, I apologize then. I'll take that back. It's not just tantalizing women across the city.
No, it is not. Actually, all the photography is done at the Dockyard Fire Station, and this year, 10 male firefighters as well as one female firefighter are going to be in the calendar. Mm-hmm. Laugh if you will, but the money raised goes to such a great cause. It helps to finance the week-long burn survivor camp for children and young adults.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it does go for a great cause, as well as the Firefighter Combat Challenge team. So have you noticed a lot of carpenter ants around your property this year?
Yeah.
If so, you are not alone. Pest management companies in this region say you can blame the snowy winter that has allowed a high number of the carpenter ants to survive.
Now, the carpenter ants are the big black ones, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And their numbers are definitely on the rise here in Halifax.
I don't mind the big black ones. It's those fire ants. That's what scares the crap out of me.
Haven't heard much about the fire ants this year,
well, hopefully
we?
The snowy winter killed those bastards off there. Yeah. If that's the case, then carpenter ants, come on in.
Well, I guess carpenter ants have their own type of antifreeze that they use to survive the winter as they hibernate. And the deep snow this winter served as even more insulation, so that made it a whole lot easier for them to survive the harsh winter. And like you said, you know, you don't mind them because you can see them and you can get rid of them, you know, stomp on them sort of thing. But the problem with carpenter ants is that they dig into the wood and lay eggs. They don't eat the wood. They just make their home in there. And there was a woman up Windsor way who actually had her bathroom window pane fall out because she had seen where the ants had eaten around the window pane, and they had compromised the integrity of it so much that the window actually fell out. They can chew up anything, styrofoam insulation, stucco homes, deck post, fence, railway ties, all ideal for the carpenter ants to lay their eggs. So
that reminds me of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the fella that mistook KY jelly for window putty?
No. What happened?
All his windows fell out.
Anyway, the pest control people are saying if you have a lot of dead standing trees, stumps, or logs, try to clear them away from your property because that's where they like to hide and that's where they like to make their home.
Oh, and speaking of insects,
mm-hmm.
Yesterday, after we finished the podcast,
yes.
We got Constable Don Jenkins to clear away our hornet's nest.
Yes, he did.
Our beach ball-sized hornet's nest.
Beach ball my ass.
The reason it freaked me out as much as it did is our patio storage box has chains on it so that the lid doesn't open right back, on either side. Well, they had made their nest right on one of these chains.
On the chain, yeah.
So when I lifted it up, not only was there a hornet's nest in there, but it was like 3D. It was one of those, like those cards that you open and the thing pops out. This thing was coming at me in 3D. No wonder I was freaked out by the damn thing. But anyway, Constable Don Jenkins saved the day.
Yes, he did.
And we didn't even have a chance to thank him. We videoed the whole thing. Can
yes,
we post
we
that? We're going to post that on the website.
Okay.
Just to show you how big it was. It was beach ball size.
No, it wasn't.
A 5-pin candle pin bowling ball.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Or maybe like a billiard ball. It's kind of in between those two.
Okay.
But when I said grapefruit size, I've seen small grapefruits before. In the very beginning when they're still green and early in their growing season.
Mm. And finally, following up on a story that's sort of Arthur related, but as it turns out, was not. The Halifax Jazz Festival this past weekend had as one of their main acts on Saturday night was hip-hop legend Yasin Bey. That's what he goes by now. Y-A-S-I-I-N.
Yasin.
Yasin Bey. Anyway.
Well, he's the guy that was in Dexter, right?
Exactly. Back a while ago, yeah. He used to his stage name used to be Mos Def, M-O-S-D-E-F. Mos Def, Mos Def. As you can tell, I'm really up on my hip-hop. I mean, that's how I knew him from season 6 of Dexter.
He played the preacher.
Exactly. Brother Sam.
Brother Sam, who ended up being killed. Sorry if you're watching that season, but you should have watched it years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, he was supposed to perform Saturday night. And the show was a go. Everything was set. He was said to be on the plane from London coming to Halifax. The flight was coming in. That wasn't the issue.
Right.
The storm wasn't an issue. Mm-hmm. They had people from the Jazz Fest go out to the airport.
Everybody else showed up
him.
To play at the Jazz
Fest
as well?
This, yeah, for this evening's that particular show. Yep.
Yeah.
And the folks from the Jazz Fest waited. The flight arrived. And no Yasin. No Yasin. No Yasin.
No Mos Def.
No Mos Def. No nothing. He didn't get off the plane. So they announced, they were halfway through the show before they had to announce to the crowd that their headlining act wasn't going to be there.
Uh-huh.
So,
where was he?
Well, a Facebook picture popped up in short order of him in Paris at a Prada or a Chanel, some sort of fashion event.
Okay.
And a picture of a fan who bumped into him, had her picture taken with him, and then posted it on her Facebook page saying, "We met Mos Def in Paris. Amazing." So I think we're going to nominate him as douche of the week for not even informing.
Douche bag. It's not the whole douche.
Oh, I think he surpasses the bag. He just goes right on.
He's the nozzle and the bag. He's just the whole thing.
So I think we're going to nominate him as douchebag of the week.
He should change his name. Rather than Mos Def, Mos and Gale. How about that?
I like it.
Well, maybe he got on the wrong plane.
No, he didn't
Halifax,
get on the wrong
Paris,
plane.
Paris, you know.
God, and didn't even inform the Halifax Jazz
Fest. Oh, you're kidding.
No, they had...
Just decided to go elsewhere.
Guess so.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I don't think we've heard the last of this story, and if...
Oh, he's a front runner for douchebag of the week, then, for sure.
And I think the Halifax Jazz Fest should sue his ass off.
Oh, yeah. And that is it, my friends, for this Wednesday Garbage Day and Compost Day in Beaver Bank and wherever else you are. Hopefully you'll get your power back, folks that don't have it, and we'll see you again on Thursday.
Until then.